Welcome back to another episode of the Streetwise English Podcast. I'm your host, Carl. So, do you ever feel like you see text messages or acronyms online and you don't understand them? I remember the first time I saw IRL and I didn't know what it meant. So, in real life, IRL, that is an example. And a lot of times you see it in text messages or online or on social media, you see these little acronyms. So I'll go over a couple of easy ones and see if you understand them. This episode today will be all about acronyms that are used in texting and online. Okay, so we'll start with some easy ones. LOL, meaning laugh out loud. So it means like something is funny, so you type LOL. ASAP. ASAP means as soon as possible. So I'll get back to you ASAP. That means I'll get back to you soon. FYI, for your information. TTYL. TTYL, talk to you later. Talk to you later, TTYL. IMO. In my opinion, or IMHO, in my honest opinion, IMHO. And I browsed through the internet, but I also did find something on something called buffer.com, and they had an article called Social Media Acronyms. And okay, here's one that I found outside of that website, but I've heard this one several times, and it is WYD. WYD. He's like, what you doing? What are you doing? It's kind of when a girl wants to get your attention, I would say, or a guy wants to get a girl's attention, you just type a simple WYD. It's kind of a test to see if the other person is busy or if they are paying attention to you. Okay, AMA. AMA. I just heard this one recently. And it threw me. I didn't understand it. And AMA is ask me anything. So that's when people, yeah, they'll take questions online and they'll answer anything. API, application program interface. So this is more of a technical term, the API. ASMR. ASMR. I don't know why people like these ASMR videos so much, but autonomous sensory meridian response. So it's like when people record things really close to the microphones and like eating or whispering or tapping things, and people really like those. I didn't know this one. ASL. ASL, age, sex, location. So the example is, great to meet you, ASL, question mark. B2B, business to business, okay. BAE, that's my bae right there. So bae is before anyone else, and it's used for like a good friend, my bae. And then next on the list is related, BFF. Best friends forever, my BFF. BRB, be right back. I'll be right back, BRB. 马上回来, BRB. BTS. 花絮, like that's behind the scenes, BTS. So if you're on a movie or a photo shoot and you have everyone working and you have footage of the people working, that's the BTS. BTW, by the way. BTW, by the way. That's an easy one. I think you should know that one. Here's another internet one. CC, carbon copy. So that's when you write an email and then you list other people's names to include them in the email. You CC them, you're carbon copying them. Is this getting boring? I hope not. We're at the 5-minute mark, so I'm going to try to just include a couple more of these that I think are important to know. Oh, DM. DM is direct message. So that's, it's like, give me a private message, a DM or a PM. Let's see. Oh, FOMO. FOMO. Fear of missing out. It's a type of social anxiety where you fear missing an opportunity. FOMO. And that's related to YOLO, YOLO. You only live once. That's not on the list, but that comes to mind. GOAT, the G-O-A-T. Greatest of all time. The GOAT. Some would say Eminem is the GOAT. Greatest of all time rappers. GOAT. And I would definitely say Michael Jordan is the GOAT of basketball. MJ is definitely the GOAT. HBD, happy birthday, HBD. Oh, HMU, hit me up. Or HMB, hit me back. That means just give me a call. And that's funny because in Chinese, hit is also da. Da ge wa. That's like HMU. IRL. JK, just kidding. JK, just kidding. And where are we? We're already down in the M's. Oh my goodness, that's crazy. MTFBWY, may the force be with you. MTFBWY, that's only for like Star Wars nerds. Most people don't use that one. NSFW, NSFW, not safe for work. NSFW, not safe for work. So if you type that in your Baidu or YouTube browser and NSFW, you might see some content that is not safe for work. That's an example. OMG, oh my God. Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. OMG. That was a reference to Sir Mix-a-Lot's Baby's Got Back, a great rap song about a curvaceous woman. Curvaceous women. ROI, return on investment. That's an easy one. ROI, return on investment. And I'm going to wrap this up here because I feel like we've been going on for a long time. TGIF. Thank goodness or thank God it's Friday. TGIF. Yay, the weekend is almost here. TGIF. TMI, too much information. So that's when people give you TMI, some details that you don't need. They might be too personal or something. TTYL, talk to you later. And I think that is it. TTYL, we will end on that one. Talk to you later. So that's like, 以后, zaijian, or something like that. 下次见. TTYL, 下次见吧. So that's it, my friends. See you later. See you next time. Thank you for listening. I'm Carl of the Streetwise English Podcast. 谢谢各位收听，下次见啊，拜拜。